Hello, oldies! 1450 WTHU, the Terminator here, and I am so excited to have one of DC's best national anthem singers and member of the musical group, Caleb Green, with me today. Caleb, thanks so much for hanging out this morning.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. So, you were actually in the military. Tell us what branch you were in and how long were you in it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. I served in the United States Army for 30 plus years, a little bit less than 31, a little more than 30. And like I said, U.S. Army, and I served in the Signal Corps and culminating with my career ending in the AG Corps in the United States Army Band.
That is absolutely awesome. How did you get into singing the anthems for the D.C. sports teams and get into singing?
Man, that was really about friendship. My good buddy, Sergeant Major retired Bob McDonald, invited me to be able to sing at a Caps game. And, you know, he asked me if I would like the opportunity. And I said, of course, you know, it's just professional sports. So who would say, you know, yes to that? Well, the organization liked me and I got the opportunity to stay. I'm about to go into my 28th season.
Wow, that is absolutely. The other thing you do is you were in the musical group Voices of Service. Tell me about that and how did that get started?
Well, I still am. We are very active to this day. How I got started is my battle buddy, my musical battle buddy, Sergeant Major retired Crystal Reams, and I served in the Army Band together. And she belonged to an organization called CAMO, which is the Center for American Military Music Opportunities. And it's a thriving organization that fostered musical development, you know, through a lot of avenues, you know, and we got the opportunity to work in small ensembles, large ensembles. We did a ton of work with children, you know, military environment, military community. We also worked in hospitals, serving our veterans, you know, to empower them through music and using the tools that they had, so that they could form, you know, a piece or a branch of resilience to allow them to get through difficult times. And so when the four of us got together on one particular mission, we realized that our synergy was a little bit different, and it actually elevated the opportunities that we were able to pursue. Not that we were anything different, because the organization was definitely strong and thriving without us. But with us, it was even better. And, you know, just from that day forward, we've been, you know, rocking and rolling together, you know, all over the country. Feels like all over the world.
Absolutely. Now, you guys were actually on America's Got Talent and did pretty darn well. How was that experience for you guys?
It was an amazing experience, if you want to be honest about it. It wasn't something that we were looking to do. It was an opportunity that we were afforded to audition, and via the audition process, just like everybody else, we weren't given a special pass or anything. We had to kind of earn our way. And I think what was humbling about that is that we got to be on the show. There is so much talent all over the world. I mean, like, this is really a global competition. So the fact that we got to get a run on AGT, finishing in fifth place, is very special. And I guess one of the things that stands out to me is some people have said that, you know, I should have gotten a golden buzzer. I don't believe that the experience would have been the same if we didn't have to earn it every week and being military veterans. That's just kind of the way we are.
Kind of the way we're. That is absolutely awesome. Real quick, who were your musical influences growing up? Who did you look up to and who did you listen to growing up?
So for me, man, I was very fortunate that my mother and father were both music lovers. I grew up in church. And I still, to this day, I love gospel music. It's kind of like the foundation because of its organic nature. You don't need instruments when you have powerful voices. Mm-hmm. And anything that you have around you, you can make an instrument. And so, you know, you talk about hand clapping, you're talking about foot stomping, you're talking about tambourine playing, which then leads to the piano and then the guitar, bass, and drums. And you build that, if you got somebody who can just hold a groove and you have somebody who can sing over it, like it just builds and builds and builds. And that's really exciting. But now that translates to orchestras, that translates to small ensembles and bands. And I often work, you know, outside of the group, because I always want to stay connected to different sources of inspiration, because then when you bring that back to the group and we all do the same thing, oh man, you know, it's just like concocting a recipe. And it's like, anybody can make banana bread, anybody can make banana pudding, anybody can do this, but mama's banana bread and mama's rice pudding, you know, those are the kind of things we call BOSing it. That's what we do. We put our flavor recipes together to get the products that we put out.
Oh my God, that is great. And last thing, tell us where people can find info on Voices of Service and where they can catch you guys, all that.
Man, I mean, we're always working and we love it. We would love if you would follow us on all of the social media platforms. And most of the time that would be like at VOS or Voices of Service on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. And if there's anything else I missed, I'm pretty sure we're on there too. You can look us up on the web, V of Service, so Victor Oscar Foxtrot Service, VofService.com. And that's on the, you know, on the World Wide Web. You can also look us up at CamoMusic.com. And that has, you know, a little bit more about the organization. And, you know, we have several different groups. So, you know, if you want to follow us in specifically, then you can use the tags that I gave you. And if you want to learn more about the organization, you can certainly go to the CAMO website.
Absolutely. That is awesome. Well, Caleb, this has been awesome. It's so good to talk. And thank you for your thank you all for your service and the great job that you do. And we'll see you down at the Cap One Arena before we know it.
Hey, thank you, Tim. You know, Lord willing, you'll see us here, you know, for the 250th too. We're going to be rocking and rolling downtown. Hopefully get the opportunity to show America we're still here doing what we do.
There you go. Check them out. Voices of Service. Stick around. I got a lot more great oldies coming right up.